brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the third and final hour of this live Friday edition. Wide open phones in this third hour. I have several other audio clips I want to play. And one more time, because of request, we'll play the bizarre George Bush phone call I got. The other day, it was on Monday, it was John Ashcroft, and who I really did get a chance to confirm on the radio. And, I mean, you never know, but this is obviously one of the top comedians in the country. We've gone and watched. I mean, this is better than the guy they have on Saturday Night Live. A few of the inflections are slightly overdone, but I've also heard Bush sometimes when he's overdoing it. So I'm like, man, that sounds just like George Bush. A really weird phone call. I like whoever did it to step forward. I mean, I'd like to. I mean, you're incredible. That's all I've got to say. And if you didn't know it, you could be making big money on. So that's coming up. A bunch of other news. But I'm going to have Kim on this another 20 minutes. He's going to be showing his new film that features David Ray Griffin and video clips and documents. It is a documentary. I wouldn't just call it a presentation. Tonight, 9/11, the myth and the reality, 9/11 truth. Join us for an exclusive Austin premiere of the new film, 9/11, the myth and the reality, by author, theologian, 9/11 author David Ray Griffin. I read that earlier, and I thought David Ray Griffin's going to be there. No, it's going to be Ken Jenkins, the filmmaker. The film will be followed by the producer, 9/11 filmmaker Ken Jenkins, who will give a short PowerPoint presentation about the events of 9/11 and host a question and answer session. And who knows, I might wrangle a babysitter and come to that tonight. Bring my wifey poo. So that's coming up at the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin, 4700 Grover. And that's tonight, 7 p.m. Like a fool, I was seeing the Adobe because it was another film premiere last night. Okay, now let's go to the calls. Man, I'm long-winded. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean. Sean, finish up your points. You're an electrical engineer. You were talking about 9/11, turning the corner. Go ahead.
Absolutely. When we present the facts, the only response that these people can come with, back at us is character attacks. And that's
you're stupid.
Seeing.
You're a liar. You hate America. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a psychological operation. And I wish when we get to appear on some of these shows that we can get a word in edgewise. How do you think we can go about getting more of those facts out?
I have been on national television since I went on Access TV. I mean, immediately when I went on Access TV almost 13 years ago, it was three or four times a year I'd be on Extra, Hard Copy, Good Morning America for stories I was doing. So, I mean, I've been on quite a few of these. And now my name's gotten out there and they won't have me on. Producers from CNN call, producers from Fox call, I mean, a bunch this year. And they go, oh, we really want you on. Oh, yeah, we know about your info. Hey, by the way, I'm secretly a fan. My husband likes you. Stuff like that. And then I go, okay. And then I get to the point out where they're going to cancel it. Watch. Oh, no, sir, you're definitely on. A couple hours before. Oh, yeah, we got a higher-up call. They don't want you on. And it's because I will not let them run over me. I mean, I won't let guests in the studio do that. In fact, I'm obnoxious. Everybody, it's a good thing when I'm on with them because I will just hit bullet points. I will put out the facts. I'll pull out a card with a website on it. You know, there's tactics. And if you learn to, I guess, go along with them and let them just beat you up like a meat puppet, which I guess is okay. I mean, you can still get a few words out and say a website. You know, Fetzer did that. He said, well, just let me say the website now, you know, which does do something. And kind of in their arrogance, in their hubris, they'll still have you on just to beat you up. And in the end, it really kind of makes them look bad. So I'm not criticizing those who go on and fight with them and you know, those that go on with them and get shut down. But when you do go on, also you can guilt them into letting you talk. Oh, I notice you won't let me talk because you're afraid of the truth. Oh, you're not letting me speak. Oh, you're afraid. And a lot of them are so arrogant. Like, okay, go ahead. You've got 1 minute. And then they'll actually give you 30 seconds. I've seen people do that with them. I've even seen Kevin Barrett do that when he was on one of the shows. He says, oh, you're not going to let me talk, are you? And so they let him talk for maybe 30 seconds. So, I mean, that's my opinion on tactics. But if you go on those shows and clean their clocks once or twice, you will never be on the shows again. Okay, I've now been officially in that last CNN thing where I just totally took over on two segments. I mean, that's it. Alex Jones, you don't hear from him no more. Doesn't matter, though. We've got more listeners to this radio show than most of those joke cable shows. All right, we'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
Cheers.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go to Ian, Eric, Steve, Jeff, Roger, and others. In fact, let's go to Roger right now. He's at the end of the line, but he goes to the head of it because he's calling on his own dime from Norway. Roger in Norway, good to have you on board. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Do you hear me clearly?
Yes, I hear you clearly. What's on your mind? What's your comment?
My name is Roger Eriksson. I'm 20 years old, and I'm an educator network administrator from Norway. I got a Prison Planet TV membership for several months, and I watched all your movies.
Well, thank you, sir.
thank you. I have a project about drug secrets inside Bohemian Grove and the Order of Death by France and sending them to political journalists in the biggest newspapers in Norway.
Oh, good, sir.
Sending the DVD copies to journalists.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. Terror Storm and the movie about the Bilderberg Conference in Canada this year has been a great success in the awakening process for my friends. And you're a great person, and I commend you for your strength, the will, and the great tools you have given me so I can join you in the fight against New World Order. And I only have a comment about the George Bush calling.
What do you think of the George Bush audio?
It was too real, and it just acted too much out. It feels like you just had the usual George Bush he just acted out, but it really sounds like him. But
no, that's the thing. I mean, that's either one of the top impersonators in the country, or it was some speech or something they cut out, but it sounded tonally like a phone interview and like the same audio. So it's weird. I don't think it's George Bush. Some people are calling, and somebody in the office thinks it might be. It is not George Bush. Though I know George Bush. I met him a few times. My sister went to the same school. I went to public school. She got to go to private school. As his daughter's here in Austin, similar age. And he had me arrested, of course, when I asked him a question when he was governor later. It was in the paper, too. He turned his mind and says, "That's Alex Jones. That's the guy who." And that was in 98. And the paper said they didn't know what he was. But I don't think it was George Bush calling me up. I do know. I have friends that work in the administration. I know people who work in the administration. Because, again, it's not. It's because Austin is like a bedroom community of D.C. I mean, they really do. This is kind of like their vacation area. Karl Rove's from here. You know, that's where he lived before that. They're all sneaking around. Here locally. I don't think it was George Bush. Well, listen, Roger, keep it up from Norway, my friend.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. You want to comment on that? I mean, we get calls from McMurdo Antarctic Station, from China, from Africa, from Canada, from Mexico, from Germany, from England, every day.
Thanks to all of you that's listening in, supporting this work. It's an international effort. We all have a part in this.
Absolutely, Ken. And again, your selfless dedication to this. Let me ask you, when did you wake up to 9/11? Because I saw you've been 2003 at the Project Censored Awards. Or was it 2004? I mean, you've been out there for a while. When did you first get involved? When did you wake up? Was it gradual? Was it an epiphany? Was it that morning? What were you doing before?
Well, actually, you helped, Alex. I bought the official story for a few weeks because I thought it was blowback. I knew a lot about our horrible foreign policy and decided, well, finally, you know, somebody's doing something about it. But I started getting emails from various websites, including yours, and I knew a lot about the Kennedy assassination. I knew a lot about the phony war on drugs and a lot of other things like that. And I started thinking, God, this looks a lot like the Kennedy assassination. So I just kept reading and researching and reading and still, it took me a number of weeks before I finally came to thinking, yeah, this looks like it's an inside job. But what slowed me down was the scale of it. The big lie aspect that I now know is one of the reasons that people have trouble believing these things is when something happens on this scale, the big lie, it's called, it's hard to believe. And so I was in the high 90% certain for a number of weeks until I learned what I didn't know about the Pearl Harbor and how that was. There were all these warnings.
It was totally provocateur.
And later learned that it was also provoked. And so then, so that was on a similar scale. And that was the final thing that made me feel 100% certain.
And by the way, the straw men, the folks like to build straw men against us, they always claim that we're saying the Japanese didn't attack. Popular Mechanics, O'Reilly, they're all doing this now, and we're not saying that. We have the official 10-part declassified plan to attack the and we're not defending the Imperial Japanese either. Government gets pretty evil. Both sides are bad here. There was a 10-part plan. The private flying tigers were attacking the Japanese. We had planes attacking them, private corporations. We cut off their oil. And then weeks before, they withdraw their ambassadors. We have the purple and the blue code. We know the exact day of the attack. The Honolulu Advertiser, a week before in its Sunday edition, I had the headline, said we're going to be attacked on this day. It had leaked. Everybody knew. The troops had all heard. They didn't want to go on leave. They said, go on leave. Have fun. They were ordered to tie the planes up in neat rows, tie the old ships up, send the carriers out. It was all staged. Then Japanese submarines malfunctioned, midget subs, and I knew this before. Not because I'm smart. I see things and I put two and two together. The Pacific Museum, the Pacific War Museum out at Fredericksburg, I remember going there as a kid, and they had the Japanese midget sub, and it said, in the morning, they saw this one, ran up on the bank, they got out, our troops captured him. And it was like an hour before the attack, and I went, this is on the main island. And then another one goes into the harbor, and they depth charge it. They tell everybody, stay off alert. Okay, there are, was it four or five? And it later came out on CNN, by the way, in 2002. And I was already covering. People thought I was nuts. It was five. Five midget subs were trying to attack. Okay, they got there about 2 hours early, started wrecking an hour before, depth charged an hour before, and they told everybody, stay off alert. Submarines are trying to attack, but to make sure it's devastating, not that always shot off an attack, they told them stand down. Now, folks, that's the layer. And Ken, I see you with wide eyes. You didn't know about that?
I didn't know about the midget subs. Actually, I'd learned a number of things in the last few seconds here. But the main thing, I think, is that there were warnings. You said they broke the purple code. We knew this stuff was coming. And so, again, the pattern, the similarity with 9/11 is quite remarkable. And the scale of it. And what I've learned and since then, and again, thanks to you and other people, is that this is how virtually all wars are started. They're all based on
the Spanish-American War. They did nothing. They were an aging empire. The ship blows up. Hearst Publishing, that wrote the book on yellow journalism, now attacking us. It's just the same people.
And to me, this is the meta message of our 9/11 truth movement, is that all wars are based on lies. That anytime anybody tries to say that we need to go to war for any reason, red flags.
The societies really don't want to go to war.
No.
It's always the governments and the elites. The people never want to see their son. And there's nothing macho or cool about it, folks. I'm so sick of you're not a man or you can't speak until you've gone off in some war. Hey, if somebody attacks my country, I'm going to go fight them. Okay, if people invade my country, I'm going to speak out against it. It's happening. Bush is behind it. I'm speaking out. We're here to defend this country. And war is Smedley Butler, Congressional Medal of Honor winner. They wanted to make him the head of the coup, and he said no. And he went. And it was the same people that supported Prescott Bush tried to coup this country in the 30s.
And he's the one that said war is a racket. And that's from a military man who was involved.
He said he was their hired errand boy and henchman. Right. He was sent all, and he finally just woke up to it.
Exactly. And wrote books about it and read them. Check out Smedley Butler. His work is important to understand the bigger pattern. It goes back to Roman days and before. This is an old, old story that we need to wake up, because we can't just keep fighting wars this way. We're going to destroy the entire planet.
Well, yeah, we talk about the environment. I want to see Nature Conservancy and Sierra Club talk about that instead of grabbing ranches and farms. I mean, this stuff's blowing all over the planet. It's got a half-life of 4.5 billion. Let's take a call here. Let's go ahead and talk to, and I have to hold you over now the next segment, because we've got to finish this slate of calls, if you can. Let's talk to Ian in New York. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I was wondering what you two thought about the documentary 9/11 Eyewitness.
Those are nice fellas, and I had them out to speak at my 9/11 Neoconogenesis Symposium in L.A. I don't agree with some of the new directions they've taken, to put it lightly, but that's what I'll say.
Okay. Also, I was wondering, I thought that the South Park, it wasn't that bad, because they brought up a lot of, like, the good points and stuff.
Yeah, that's because you're already awake and aware, okay? People who care about 9/11 are, quote, retarded. Over and over again, that was grilled. We fish feces out of things and go to the bathroom in bad places. We're anti-Semitic, and we're horrible, and we accuse innocent people. And it's like people told me Team America had a good mission. No, it didn't. It had Michael Moore as a terrorist blowing himself up. It had anybody who questioned the war being a terrorist. And it had the Muslims really attacking us, which is a fiction. Durka, Durka, Durka is very racist and xenophobic. If you want to get down to brass tacks, Ken?
Just wanted to comment briefly on the Eyewitness film. I mean, I applaud people that are working to get the truth out. And they are, but there is some misinformation in there, and they're even going to this really crazy theory about no planes hit the buildings, and you know, that kind of idea can be used to discredit our movement and discredit the truth that we're trying to be putting out.
It's so, very, and again, I think they're good guys, but I just, come on, folks. Just, you know, holograms don't work like that, okay? CG'd in. I have family, okay? I have friends who saw the first plane, okay? It was not CG'd in.
Right. Well, I work in special effects. I have for decades, and that was one of my first reasons that I stepped in to try to speak out against this no planes idea. It's like, that can't be done that way with special effects. It just can't. And so the planes hit the buildings. Come on. We don't know which planes, yes, for sure, but these really... fringe theories can be counterproductive, and we need to be careful and put out only the best information.
Yeah, and the folks who put out the Eyewitness film, it's a good film. It's just, I'm saying now, I think there's a new version or something. Thank you, sir. Let's do one more so we can talk to three more callers. All right, Ken?
Sure.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 13th, 2006. Gold opened at $587, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $619. Again, that's $619 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Welcome back, my friends. You're only alive once. Why not tell the truth? Why not be involved? That bumper sticker that says the man who dies with the most toys wins, that's the loser. And I'm not saying things themselves are bad. It's that when it's your idol, your God, all you care about. No, it's about relationships and what you create and what you do and the ideas. That's what you're designed to do. You're going to be happy when you do that. And you're being lied to by this consumer society. You're being defrauded. And I just want you to some people are afraid of losing something to get involved. They're afraid that if I get involved, they'll get me. You're already living in tyranny. Let's take some final calls for our guest. And I'll continue with calls into the next segment and get into a bunch of news and recap some other stories we haven't gotten to yet and play that Bush clip one more time. You'll probably never hear it again. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. First of all, I wanted to say my first exposure to you and, well, you know, what you've been doing was on TaxMar's video, Night Stalkers Over America. And I really, really appreciated what you had to say there. And since then, I have bookmarked you onto my page, on my, you know, my web page. I have gotten the five-pack of the videos that you have, the DVDs. The Terror Storm, I'll tell you, that is dynamite. I just I wanted to share real quickly some personal experiences I've had recently because I am on board. I equate you with the modern-day Paul Revere, you know, riding through the midnight, shining the light of truth and trying to warn people that the tyrannists are coming. And people, you know, need to wake up. And then if you have time, I have a poem that I wrote called Watch Out for the New World Order, and I'll send you a copy of this, but if I have time, I'd like to share it.
Sure. How long is the poem?
It's not very long at all.
Sure, you can go ahead and read it. I would just say I see us all as Paul Revere's.
Right, yeah.
Every man, woman, and child, black, white, old, young, because they can kill one of us.
Right.
They cannot kill an idea. Ideas, as V said, are bulletproof. But go ahead and tell us your poem. We'd be honored to hear it.
Okay, it's called, I actually wrote this in 2000 and I've expanded it. It's called Watch Out for the New World Order. Watch out for the New World Order they say does not exist. Conspiracy is a fallacy. The loonies must persist. But that is all part of the game to cover up their tracks. Speaking peace while all along preparing to attack. Watch out for the New World Order, their plans to integrate. To make the world a global village, one big brother state. The world is getting smaller, they'd have us to believe. Come together now, the theme by which they do deceive. Watch out for the New World Order, the environment's a mess. The earth's your mother, treat her kind, it's through her we're all blessed. It's time we did clean up our act and green consolidation. They seek to end the sovereignty of rich polluter nations. Watch out for the New World Order, where family is a crime. Control the population, because we're running out of time. We've got to save the planet from this people overkill, and so they've made abortion law to do the devil's will. Watch out for the New World Order, saying they will assist. We're doing it for the children. Put the parents on our list. Christian, married, homeschool teaching, all dangerous to the state. We know better. Give us your kids. We'll save them from their fate. Watch out for the New World Order, where hate crimes do abound. These Bible bigot homophobes, we'll run them out of town. Or better still, let's round them up and send them off to camp for treatment and re-education under the psycho stamp. Watch out for the New World Order. They say we'll set things right by enlightening the ignorant masses with illuminating light. Ordo ab chao, inventors of crisis, so chaos will abound. Then call in the troops under martial law. Insurrection we must put down. Watch out for the New World Order, their talk of 9/11, pointing the way to what they'd have us believe is global heaven. The evil elite would have us believe your saviors we will be, but security's cost will be your loss of God-given liberty. Watch out for the New World Order. They play both sides, my friend. The global elite will use anyone to accomplish their evil ends.
Well, listen, that's not really a short poem. It's very nice, though. If you want, I'll put you on hold and finish. I got to say bye to Ken Jenkins and then come back in the next segment and take more calls. We'll just put him on hold. Ken, I appreciate you being here with us.
My pleasure.
And just in 60 seconds, closing comments.
Well, to me, I mentioned earlier the meta message of 9/11. I've been opposing wars most of my life, and it just seems to keep happening. And with 9/11, I think we have an unprecedented opportunity to create really profound change in this world and to wake people up. The message of 9/11 is that all wars are based on fraud and that we can end war by breaking the pattern of the deceptions that are used to lead us into war.
Absolutely. And coming up tonight, folks, you can go see it. the new film, and that's going to be at the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin, 7400. That's 4700 Grover. And you can just type in Austin Universalist Church or something like that, and you'll find no problem. That's coming up tonight. It's going to be great. He has a PowerPoint coming up after that. Ken, thanks for spending time with us.
My pleasure. God bless. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Welcome back, my friends. Continuing with your phone calls and some other key news before we end this Friday transmission. Ken Jenkins is really a great guy. He actually has some DVDs with him, so we just got some, and I just put in an order for 200 more. He's going to ship to us as soon as he gets back to the West Coast. But the new film is 9/11, The Myth and the Reality, and my webmaster is putting it up there in the next few hours on the shopping cart at Infowars.com. And so if you want the new film, it's $19.95. You can write to us as well, or you can order via the toll-free number or by visiting Infowars.com. 9-1-1, The Myth and the Reality, and it is two different six-camera shoots with David Ray Griffin, who's got a very smooth way of laying out the facts, just the facts. It's very compelling, different strokes for different folks. I like watching it, but we found it's extremely effective. And now they put video and documents over his presentation. It's 100 minutes long. I watched it last night, It is excellent. Ken came by yesterday and said, hey, you want to carry this? Show me some stuff. And I said, let me go watch these. And I went and watched his new film, and I said, that's it, I got to have this. So it's going up there on the shopping cart. It's not already up there. It should be up there by the end of the show. But if not, get it over the weekend at Infowars.com. 911, The Myth and the Reality. Another great 9/11 film that we offer at Infowars.com that just came out in the last month. That's 9/11. 9/11 Mysteries, Part 1, Demolitions. Part 2, 3 are not out yet, obviously. They'll be out in the next 6 months to a year. Part 2 in the next 6 months until Part 3 in about a year. But it's an excellent film just centering in on demolitions. David Ray Griffin centers in on the lies of the commission, the evidence, the PNAC. Very important new film. Just came out, 9/11, The Myth and the Reality, available by writing to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or again at Infowars.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And even if you already have TerrorStorm, get another copy. It supports us. Give it as a gift. Give it as an early Christmas present or in this holiday season. You know, don't give a fruitcake or a tie. No one will eat or no one will wear or some sweater that they won't like. They have to return. Give them a TerrorStorm. Over 3 hours, $19.95, one DVD. The film's 2 hours, 68 minutes of extras on it from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium. Really two films in one. For $19.95, get my new film Order of Death and the original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove updated on the same DVD for $19.95. Support us. Again, that's Infowars.com or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And then, of course, there is PrisonPlanet.tv. All 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, video reports in studio every week, sometimes multiple times. In fact, in the last month we looked it up, we put a new piece of media up every day. That's not true. He averaged every working day, 5 new videos a week, new audio every day if you count those, over 1,000-plus pieces of media at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let's go ahead and go to your calls, and I'll recap some of the top stories and play this bizarre George Bush phone call, if it's George Bush. But before we do that, also one program note here. I will be live on the radio this Sunday. This Sunday. This Sunday. And that will be, of course, from 4 to 6 p.m. on News Radio 590 KLBJ. And I know that stations all over the country have called me and emailed me because I've said on air, hey, are you going to pick us up? Will you carry the new Sunday show? I have not been told by Genesis Affiliate Relations as I requested it. On Tuesday, what those stations are that have signed on. But it doesn't matter. The stations have called me. And it looks like 5 stations have contacted us that they were either already carrying it, one in Ohio was carrying it last week, one in Illinois was carrying it last week, that they were either already carrying the new syndicated show or they were going to this weekend. Thank you. In fact, folks, let's not wait for orders from headquarters. Let's go to the sound of the guns here. If you're already an affiliate, you've already got an affiliate relations agreement. You don't need to get a new one to carry the show. Just go ahead and pick it up if you want off the Star Guide feed that's listed at the GCNLive.com website. And then later you can tell them you're picking it up and they can tell you the clock. I just want the information out there. I want this new Sunday show to be a big success. Emmis is talking about, and they've said they are, going to put it on one of their biggest stations in St. Louis, Illinois, Norfolk, Virginia, Florida. So they're stepping up to the plate, folks. I want to see the Genesis affiliates out there step up, please. The Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. And again, if you can't pick it up 4 to 6 p.m., re-air it 6 to 8 or 8 to 10 or 10 to midnight or midnight to 2, whatever. That way you've got Sunday information, weekend news. We're doing this to cover that gap. So much happens over the weekend. And, of course, if you live as far north as southern Oklahoma, to Houston, past San Antonio. The main footprint of the broadcast goes north all the way. I've listened to KLBJ into Oklahoma. You can listen to it great in Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, Houston, Austin. I was listening to them out in East Texas near our family property near Buffalo and Fairfield and Palestine. So it is just incredible. So all over Texas, folks, 590 AM, one of the top stations in the country. We're really excited because by them stepping up and saying, we want Alex Jones, we didn't solicit them. I mean, that shows so many, not just great mom and pops and small stations and middle-sized stations. We've got quite a few big ones, too. But this is a blue-chip station, and we're going to be expanding it soon to 3 hours. So, again, I want to know how many stations are picking it up. Maybe stations that have agreed to pick it up. You know what? Call Kevin Smith and just tell him here at the office. We'll just step up and do the work. Give Kevin a call at 512-291-5750 and then hit extension 4 for media and then extension 1. And just please, and if he doesn't answer, just tell us if you're picking it up and your call station, call letters, and number and frequency. Because I want to plug you guys. I want to thank you on Sunday for picking it up, whether it's a Montana or Wyoming or Tennessee station, whether it's a California station, whatever it is. All right, that's done. I'm done talking about it. 4 to 6 p.m. this Sunday. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff. I'd let Steve finish up. Steve, that's a long poem. It's a nice poem. But it's really, really long. Go ahead and finish your poem up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just about done.
No, be sorry. I just had a guest in here, and I had
to. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay. Watch out for the New World Order. They play both sides, my friend. The global elite will use anyone to accomplish their evil ends. Conservative Republican or liberal Democrat, the political label matters not. It's where their heart is at. Watch out for the New World Order, Nimrod's dream fulfilled. Old Babel's towering monument for the new age we must build. Your children, your money, your land, your rights, they'll take all they can get. The bottom line is power, and thus they spread their evil net. Watch out for the New World Order. How will it all end? God will let them get so far, but hearken now, my friend. If you are saved by Jesus Christ, you need not fear their scheme. When he comes back, he'll smash the beast, and then he'll reign supreme. Watch out for the New World Order demanding all fall down. I say I'd rather burn than bow. I won't be Satan's clown. Yes, you may kill my body, but my soul belongs to Christ. At his return, you're going to burn, thou wicked Antichrist.
All right, my friend. You ought to go post that on the MySpace account or email that to us. I appreciate it. Good job. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I wanted to mention quickly a new piece of technology developed right here in Austin. You might be interested for new media purposes.
Sure, what is it?
Yeah, it's called marketmetric.com, and they have an extremely lightweight media player that runs off of Shockwave, and it has almost zero load time. And I thought it might be something you could look into for one of your many websites because a visitor to your website would have, like, almost no wait time to see an important video clip.
Well, that's great. What? So it's a program?
Yeah, it's a little piece of technology. It's basically a media player that they would have you as the owner of a website hyperlink to, and they would... the company's brand new, so they don't have their business model fully worked out yet, but I have a friend who works for the company, and if you go to marketmetric.com, you can see a quick demo and some case studies.
Well, that sounds neat. Yeah, we're real cutting edge on a lot of things, and we've got ancient HTML websites, which some people seem to like, and we could have gone to blogs, but we haven't. So we're kind of, sure, thank you so much for the info. Anything else?
Just a quick comment. You mentioned South Park and the fact that some people are putting the straw man argument up of a hologram 9/11 event crashing into the buildings. I was there. I was at the Cosmopolitan Hotel, 95 West Broadway, and Flight 11 flew right over my head while I was shaving the morning of 9/11. And I'm a former aviation logistics officer in the U.S. Marine Corps, and I know the difference in the sound of the engines between a large civilian airliner and a fighter jet, and this one flew right over my head, and I heard it impact the first tower.
No, I had a distant cousin who saw it, and then I had a good family friend, Jimmy Wright, who saw it. He worked in the World Financial Center, literally 200 yards, okay, or less than, it's like right across, maybe 100 yards, not even that, it's like right across the street from the South Tower. Let me think about that.
Well, the sound
50
of the
yards,
impact.
50 yards.
Yeah, the sound of the impact was unmistakable.
Yeah, and then they get real aggressive and demand that we agree that no planes hit it, or we're all agents. Well, you got to watch who talks like that. You know, me thinks you protest too much. I mean, who is the accuser? It's just crazy. It's just craziness. Some of them are nuts. Others have got to be operatives. And it's really shameful and really sad. And then I've even tried to look at, you know, trying to debate the people, but they're so vicious. I didn't know that one of the progenitors of this had said all these horrible things about me. I was even about to try to talk to him, and then I luckily did some research and was like, oh, my God, you know, this is horrible. But, again, they need that type of wild, disprovable stuff out there so folks don't look at the real meat and potatoes. Listen, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Al. And Al's calling us from California IA. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. And thanks for taking my call, Alex. My wife and I just really appreciate everything you're doing. And we're spreading the word out here to wake everybody up here in California and talking about the terror storm and so forth. And a comment on that piece, George Bush. I it sounds like him. I think you're working his conscience, so... perhaps maybe, you know, he may want to just communicate with you and I don't know. It just seems like it sounds real. It does. So I've listened to him a lot of times and I think you're working him. So keep up the good job. And, also I just wanted to, I sent you two CDs, on a called Ghost of Valley Forge, and I wanted to see if I can, let the people be aware of it. We like to take the proceeds and get the word out. And if I can mention the website.
Sure.
It's www.ghostofvalleyforge. It's a bluegrass country song, and it's about tyranny. And I think
we got so much great music here. We're all trying to listen to it, and I appreciate your call. Ghostofvalleyforge.com.
www.ghostofvalleyforge.com.
Okay, good to hear from you. I was on my MySpace account yesterday, and some guy said, Alex doesn't read this. He has his flunkies read it. I try to read my MySpace. I try to read the thousands of emails. But when I say on air, we read it, one of us reads your emails, and maybe every once in a while we miss one or something. That's why if you don't get a response, send it again. You may never even get a response, but no, we're trying. We're trying to read all the mail. I try to read it. You know, it's not like, oh, he's too high and mighty to read it. You ought to try reading it. I've had so many callers and so many listeners get mad. I sent you a letter three times. I sent you this twice. Why haven't you responded? Folks, can you imagine? But then I don't want to discourage you from sending it because we are going through it. You do help us. The documents, the videos, the photos, all you do. Listen, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. Danny in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
How you doing, man? I got to speak with you the other day. I was down in Florida on vacation with my family.
I remember, and you talked about how you didn't thumb scan.
Yeah, that was. I wanted to further add to that, man. I was walking around in the parks with that shirt, you know, the gun rights shirt. And I had a lot of people looking at that, you know, I could tell, you know, certain people.
They were probably so stupid that they didn't know it was anti-Hitler. It says mass murderers agree, gun control works, Mao, Hitler, and Stalin, and India.
Yeah, see, you know, a lot of people were looking at it, and you know, nobody really said nothing until later on in the day. I was walking through the park, and I was on the phone, and I got a tap on the shoulder from somebody. I don't know who it was. It's some guy, and he tapped me on the shoulder, and he's like, yeah, man, thumbs up. You know, that's a good shirt.
So somebody who had a brain.
Yeah, he was, I guess, he could have been a, you know, someone who listens or something. He's like, he was glad to see that out there, you know. I mean, I'm walking around with the shirt. You're at, you know, your website on there or something. You know, people might be reading it. You know, I could tell. You can see in the reactions that people are looking at that and saying, maybe I'll check out that site, you know.
That's how we win the fight. Word of mouth, brother, and you're a walking billboard for the truth when you do that.
Yeah, that works out really well. I mean, I walk around with loose change, and, you know, I get a lot of people looking at that. I've gotten my hair cut, and people will say, what's that shirt all about? You know, I end up talking to them for, you know, a long time. You know,
that's how you do it.
Details.
What else is on your mind? I got to jump quick.
I was just going to also further listening to the show today, I wanted to mention that I think that, you know, the government made a lot of mistakes on 9/11. And they were intended to do a lot more damage, and I think the planes hit, you know, the bombs are supposed to go off at the same time really fast so nobody would notice, and there wasn't supposed to be anybody available to talk about bombs. I think
I agree. Good to hear from you. Got to jump on and take a final call because I want to play this prison clip about how it's a 50-minute program on PrisonPlanet.com from the BBC, or one of those British outfits, but I want to play that in the final segment, so we got to go quick. Chris in Kentucky, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to bring up on the school shooting news. Now the news media are saying not school shooters, but now everybody's being labeled as the terrorist.
Oh, I know. I've now noticed it's terrorist shootings. See, all crime is terror. And a kid brings a fake gun to school as a joke, he's charged as a terrorist. Terror, terror, terror.
Yeah, and then now they're going to be thinking about pushing the thumb scanners in all the public schools now.
So and federal control and psychological testing, exactly.
Yeah, and it's if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, all the school, go look at the film Police State 2, The Takeover. That is some information about the takeover.
Oh, it's cutting edge today. People need to get Takeover, Masters of Terror, comprehensive annual financial reports exposed, Police State 2000. Yeah, exactly. All those classics. Thank you so much, sir. We're out of time. Okay, and I promised that I was going to air this clip. It's like the first 5 minutes, and you did cut the cussing out, right, John? This is police beating and admits raping people right here in Texas. So the point I've made, you think Abu Ghraib is something new. Abu Ghraib is nothing. This is going on here in America. It's a 50-minute program. It's so horrible. Watch it this weekend. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com for free. You can just go up there. We have a link to it. And please get Terror Storm. Order the DVD. Get it out to everybody. And tell folks it's for free on Google Video. Help us this weekend. Tell everybody. Don't let Google censor it. All right. God bless you all. Final segment coming up. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
If I forget, remind me. I'll air more of the British clip next week. We're going to air about 3 minutes of it right now. It's 50 minutes. But I promised to re-air the Bush phone call I got yesterday. And, you know, I finally listened to it this morning, watched some clips. This is either the best comedian ever, or I don't know where they got the audio to snip it together. It sounds so real. We're not saying it's Bush. But here's the call I got. Roll it.
Mr. Jones, this is George Bush, the President of the United States. And I've heard many things that you have, you know, been saying on the Internet and other various, you know, mediums that are out there. I understand you have problems with, you know, the government, and you believe in that. Many, you know, conspiracies. But I believe that we can work this out. If you will take my phone call, we can speak about this stuff. We will work this out, you know. It's diplomacy, you know. Diplomatic diplomacy is the way to go. And if the two of us can work this out, and I think we can. We'll definitely have it worked out then. All right, well, we'll try it back. You know, if you need to keep doing what you're doing, do it. But, okay.
Okay. That's either Man Cow, one of the famous comedians in studio, or that is one of Charlie Sheen's friends or something, or it's George Bush, which I doubt. Here's part of the documentary. It's pretty scary stuff right here in Texas.
In northern Florida is the well-named town of Stark. Population 5,500. The local economy depends on the 5 state prisons around the town. Most families have someone working inside them. Prisoners also clean and maintain the town. But out of sight, in the 2 high security prisons, most men are held in solitary confinement.
You're greeted with screaming. Just an unbelievable din of noise. It's extremely hot. It smells like a mixture of sewage and urine.
You're in a 9x7 cell that's painted white. I've counted the bricks. Okay, I've counted the sink, which wasn't hard. There's only one sink and one toilet.
Mitch Scott spent nearly 30 years inside for armed robbery and rape, including several years in solitary.
You have a lot of time to...
Okay, folks. I gave them too much to do today with too little info. I told them fast-forward into the tape 3 minutes so I could find out what the intro to the show was, how long it was. I meant to play the last 3 minutes where, in Texas, they admit the guards were raping the men, beating them up. It shows them killing them in these restraint chairs. It shows them shocking them for pleasure with electroshocks. And then the show starts telling the individual stories from Florida, you name it. So, c'est la vie, as they say. I wanted you to hear this, though, on air. I wanted you to... This is what tyranny is. See, it's criminals that are able... And I'm sure there are real criminals in prison. We're not defending them either. Government, though, always becomes a place for criminals to become invincible, basically. Or close to invincible. It's simple. Societies get cancer just like people do. You may live to be 105, folks, but if you live long enough, you're going to get cancer. Nations never survive more than 200 years. We've outlived 33 years past any other empire or nation. And we got cancer. Now, it's a modern age. Maybe we can remove the cancer. But we got to first admit that we've got the cancer. And this country is the source of worldwide cancer. There's quite a few other areas that are also large sources of it. But we're the big, fat tumor squirting out the little cancer cells all over the place, and it's a problem. All right, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back on Monday, 11 to 2, and I'll see you Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.